Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Tuesday, most productive day of the week.
Is it?
We got this, yeah. It's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it ever actually is, but who knows?
All right. Like this idea.
Good news, bad news to start the show today. What do you want first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's go with the bad news.
The bad news for this kid. You remember the fire? Hood River, Oregon County judge decided that a Vancouver teen who started the fire back a couple of years ago may have to be financially responsible for the damage that it caused.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fire burned about 50,000 acres.
When you cost people their homes and you burn 50,000 acres of wildlife and you do it intentionally, that's kind of on you. I don't feel any remorse for whatever kind of penalty gets thrown at you in one way, shape, or the other.
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't either until I saw that the court awards restitution to the state in the amount of $36,618,334.24
on behalf
of the following victims.
Ugh. Well, maybe this will be a eye-opening experience for these other pyromaniacs who want to possibly set fires or destroy national parks over North America. Look at the devastation that it's caused in California. Man, it got so bad here the other, what was it, 3-4 years ago?
Like 4 years
when
ago.
When Red Rock got just destroyed in the north part too of
Mount Charleston. Yeah.
It just destroyed. So I don't feel bad for anybody who intentionally sets a fire because you're an idiot and you're inconsiderate and you're doing harm to the world. So screw you.
The court does find that the youth cannot pay the full $36 million right now. So they've set up a payment schedule.
Good.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pay your bills.
So that's the bad news for that young man. The good news for all of us, if we still mail letters. Mm-hmm. United States Postal Service is going to start selling scratch and sniff stamps. This seems so unnecessary to me.
I don't know. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't send letters, but I'm going to start now.
All right. So the 10 different stamps will all have pictures of popsicles and their scents, including things like fruits, chocolate, and root beer.
I mean, I like the fruit part. Chocolate.
There are forever stamps, and prices should be the same as regular stamps.
You never like scratch and sniff just like stickers when you were a kid?
I mean, not really.
No?
No.
Did you guys ever have like those smelly markers?
Yes.
What smelly markers? Or would like, you just
the ones smell
markers?
Like fruit or whatever, you know?
Yeah, they smell like fruit or like, you
that
know.
Somehow weren't as good as the other ones, that they dried out like super fast.
Yeah.
Like rose art markers, yeah.
It was like a desert when you used them. Yeah. I mean, whatever, United States Postal Service, you do you, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need anything fancy for stamps, you know?
It'd be just a little surprise.
When's the last time? Do you remember the last time, Mahoney, that you actually mailed a letter other than a bill?
I mean, there's like invites for like stuff. That's about it.
Like RSVPs for weddings and baby showers and stuff like that.
That's about it. But I mean,
the last time that you wrote a letter, you're like, I'm going to pen this letter.
Like, not a letter. I sent like a Mother's Day card to my mom.
Your mom lives here.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter.
Still,
you can still send
her a Mother's Day card.
You mail her a Mother's Day card?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Yeah.
Sylvia, do you remember the last time that you sent a letter?
Like a letter? High school.
High school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we had to do, for some reason, we had to like write to a pen pal.
Oh, like a European pen pal?
It was like someone from the U.S. I don't know why. It was for like literature or something.
Somebody from Utah.
I think so. I think that's
Expand
who I got.
Your horizons. For some reason, Ian, you seem like the type of guy that would actually send letters.
Yeah, actually. I think like 6 months ago, I sent a letter.
To who?
Some friends in Chicago.
Did they write back?
No, they did not.
They didn't?
No, they did not.
I feel like if you get a handwritten letter, you have to write back. Do you remember what you said in the letter?
Just hi, how are things? You know, just what I could send in a text message just through a letter. A little bit more personal. To let them know I cared.
But now you can send it along with a stamp that smells like
bananas.
Oranges that, you know, after it's been handled by all the mail processors and been through, the cross-country travel, I'm sure it smells just like that and not like ass at all.
This smells like dirt, oranges, and sweat.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I've been doing the same job for 5 years, and I have this chick telling me how to do my job. that has only been working with us for about a year. I seriously want to tear her face off.
Message deleted.
Good. Excellent plan. I mean, look, anytime that you have somebody new come into the workplace that starts yelling at you and starts acting like they know what they're doing. But in my experience, Mahoney, this is probably the same for you. I don't know. Those sort of things tend to work themselves out.
They find a way to, that person's not going to stick around too long. So it's probably better for you and your mental health and just your overall experience at work just to ignore them because they're going to get fired. They're going to piss off the wrong person because that's the type of person that they are. There are people who you know are going to work out in your job.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there are people who get hired and get into certain positions. And you know that the
top
is...
They don't have that social finesse. You know?
Is it like the ego?
Yeah, sometimes it's the ego. Sometimes they're just stupid. Sometimes they just don't know how bad they are at communicating with other people. Huh. We have a few people around here like that. Not going to say any names, Ian. But
oh,
you know,
my God.
There's, no, I'm kidding. there are certain people in this building where, you know, they'll come in and they're like, I'm going to plant the flag and show everyone how great I am at this job. And then 2 months later, they flame out or they piss off the wrong person and it's
all
over.
Or it gets annoying.
Yeah.
There are politics that are involved in everything from the top down in every job. It doesn't matter where you work, what kind of line of work you're in. There is a game that has to be played. And if you don't figure out how to play that game quick, that sword of Damocles, and you're done.
A lot of times, if you become the person that goes to war with that person, though,
you could be.
It's collateral damage, right?
Yeah.
And
so
you don't want to be that person.
No.
Just let it play itself.
Let them blow themselves up.
We all feel that frustration. And there's something about Tuesdays as well. Like, I get why this message came in today.
Yeah.
You just, it's nowhere near the weekend. I know that it's a long weekend coming up with Memorial Day weekend, so that's something to look forward to, but it seems like it's a lifetime away.
Like you just started.
It's a lot easier to be frustrated on a Tuesday than it is a Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
Monday
off.
I forgot.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'll admit it. I haven't cleaned my ears in like a month.
Oh, God.
It took me 4 Q-tips to finish the job.
Message deleted.
So, man. First question, are we talking 4 Q-tips each side on one?
So like a total of 8?
Or are we talking two like,
I think he's probably talking about 4 total because each has 2 sides anyhow, right?
Is he using both sides?
You have to.
Do you have to?
Yeah, you have to.
Why would you not? Have you ever used a Q-tip and not used both sides?
Oh, yeah. I've had a Q-tip that was
a waste.
You're just wasting them.
No. Like, it was so nasty that, like, I had to, like, I'm not turning this around and spinning it because I'm afraid that the other earwax is going to fall off. Like, there was a day.
What?
When I was sick last year.
Disgusting.
It was, like, 3 days I didn't shower.
Oh.
And I have an obscene amount of earwax. I don't know why I do, and it's like brown. Like, why do I have brown earwax?
You should get that checked.
You need to go to the doctor.
No, I've been to a doctor.
You're unhealthy. No, I'm not. I don't have loads of brown earwax. Gross.
Why are you trying to earwax shame me?
I'm not.
You
just brought it up. You told us about
it. No, I know, and now you're over here going, ew.
It's disgusting.
I mean, it's disgusting either way. If it's yellow
I was like, I'm leaking pus out of my ears.
I'm not leaking it. I'm sticking a Q-tip in there, which I'm not supposed to do.
If it's so thick that you pull it out and it's like syrup on the other end.
It's like right after you take a shower. Don't you like before you get done taking a shower? I don't know about you. I always turn the heat up as high as I can take it. And then I blast the ears and get it all loosened up and warmed. That's why it's like.
So you're putting water in your ears?
Yeah, water in your ears is fine.
You're weird, man.
What are you talking about?
I don't like you anymore. Syrup ears.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Are you kidding me?
I can't do this.
It's top stories.
Here are the numbers for EDC day number 3. 135,225 people attended day number 3.
Mm-hmm.
There were 28 felony arrests, 6 traffic citations day number 3.
Do you know how many of those felony arrests were drug related?
It doesn't say specifically, but if you recall from day number 1, there was 33 arrests and almost all of them, I think it was 28 or 29 of them, were drug related. So, yeah. No one really fights at EDC. There's not a lot of problems.
I've never heard stories about it.
Everyone just doing a bunch of Molly.
I saw a video of a bunch of people punching themselves in the face when the Cash Me Outside girl came on.
Oh, she was there?
Oh, yeah.
She performed there?
She performed.
Ugh.
Apparently, a DJ named... Sorry, I'm not big into the EDC scene. There's a DJ. His name is Yellow Claw.
Okay.
And he brought out the Cash Me Outside girl, and she performed. And
even the people on Molly were like, I'm going to punch myself in the face.
They're like, this is awful.
Yeah.
This is really... I mean, I don't know what's worse, DJ Khaled or the Cash Me Outside girl.
DJ Khaled, because the whole time he was on stage...
They booed him.
They booed her the whole time, too.
Well, but the whole time... She got booed because she's devoid of talent, right?
Yeah.
He was on stage going, California, Kelly, what up? It's like, hey, dummy... You're not in California. I know it's a similar terrain to maybe when you're hanging out at Coachella, but
yeah. There's
a difference.
Geography's tough, Dave.
There's not that many states, man.
Maybe his Google Maps was malfunctioning, but we missed the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh,
we had our one chance to go.
We should have put on our pasties and our fur boots and gone out there and seen the Cash Me Outside girl.
Next year.
Yeah. You think she'll still be a thing next year?
I mean,
she's having more success than I expected.
Like, how long has this whole thing
too
started?
Long.
Like a year and a half.
Okay, yeah. So
I mean,
maybe.
I want to say it was the start of pop right when we came back.
So the Washington Capitals, they beat up on the Lightning, and they're going to force game number 7 3-0. Just dominated
them. Whoop that ass.
The first shutout of the season, a flawless 24-save outing for the Capitals when they needed it the most. That means that the Stanley Cup Finals are going to begin on Monday, which is a holiday. So hopefully you have Monday off work. It'd be better if it started on Sunday, because then we'd all have Monday off and we can, really kind of rip it up and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But the way that this works is that the Capitals are still in it.
Yep.
And if they win game number 7, that
here.
Means they're coming to Vegas and will be here on Monday.
Ooh. If not, we go to Tampa. Game starting at 8 o'clock Pacific, Eastern time, so 5 o'clock Pacific. So that's, I like that, that we're not going to, going to have to stay up all night long and be super tired on Tuesday morning.
It's one of the best things about living on the West Coast, is that sports starts so much early. If you can imagine, like the later games, if the puck dropped at like 8:30 at night.
We can be in bed until midnight. Like baseball, like
terrible.
East Coast games, like what are you doing?
3-0 win, forcing game number 7. That is going to happen tomorrow in Tampa Bay.
This gives us a week of rest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some fresh legs.
That's right.
They're going to, they get a couple days, but not as much as us. So
That's right. This
is, that game 7 is going to take a lot out of them, because it's do or die at that point, for both teams. So they're going to throw it all in there. We'll just be sitting back, waiting, seeing what's happening, and ready to win on Monday.
Early Saturday morning, Ohio police received a call from a man who was concerned that he was being followed by a pig. And they went, "Sir, you're drunk."
That's not a nice thing to call an officer, man. Like, what are you doing, man? That's not like that is not.
You can't
cool.
call the police and say that, man.
Yeah, like, no. What are you doing, dude?
Upon arrival, police said they found a very sober man simply walking home from an Amtrak station, and they also found that he was indeed being followed by a pig.
Are we talking a pig or like a boar?
Nah, I mean, it was a regular pig, I believe.
But still, pigs creep me out.
I saw the picture of it. It just looked like a dirty pig.
Yeah.
But because it was so dirty, it kind of looked like a warthog.
It looked like Pumbaa. Was Pumbaa following me? Did he start?
Means no worries for the rest of your days.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
When you think about identity theft, you normally think about, what, some Russian hacker stealing information, grabbing your social security number, and opening a fake account in your name, or somebody in the United States getting your credit card and using it frivolously. That's kind of the norm, right, for identity theft?
You would think.
That's what
traditionally.
This is one of the strangest stories that I've ever heard when it comes to identity theft. An Indiana judge just awarded nearly $2 million in back child support pay to a woman whose husband disappeared in 1993 and was thought to be dead. Well, he was arrested in Florida 2 years ago on an identity theft charge. And you're like, wait, what? So this guy owes this woman back child support. Uh-huh. He was thought to be dead since he disappeared in 1993. A judge stated that Richard J. Hoagland owes his ex-wife Linda more than $1.86 million, including nearly $1.4 million in interest charged to payments he should have been making since 1993. Hoagland, now 63, abandoned his family in December of 1993 and moved to Florida. He lived under the name of Terry Jude Szymanski. The real Terry Szymanski drowned in Florida in 1991 at the age of 33.
Oh.
And this guy took the guy's identity and remarried in December of 1995. Him and his Florida wife had a child together. Hoagland also bought a property that included at least one airplane. A nephew, here's how this all came unraveled. A nephew of the real Szymanski, the guy who actually drowned back in 1991, went through Ancestry.com and noticed a Florida marriage license issued in his uncle's name 4 years after he died.
How crazy.
His uncle had never been married. Authorities were contacted in April of 2016. Hoagland was arrested 3 months later, and we're just hearing about this now because the judge has awarded his ex-wife, who thought he's been dead for 30 years, almost $2 million.
Everybody's heads, they're exploding right now.
I know, right?
Because holy crap, so you have the ex-wife or the former wife or whatever that thought that her husband died.
I mean,
and then you have this new lady who married somebody who's not even that's not even his real name.
Yeah,
I'm not really that mad if you steal a dead person's identity. I'm not like that. That's as far as identity levels of identity theft go. That's the lowest one. It's still jacked up.
He wasn't stealing his identity for the purpose of like fleecing his money. He just sort of assumed it so that way he could start over in life. But you got to think, back in 1993, he's like, I'm free and clear, by the time you get to 2005, you're like, there's no way they're catching me.
Yeah.
And then, 10 years after that, sure enough, there's a knock at the door and they arrest you because damn Ancestry.com got
always
invented.
Ruining it for everybody at this point. But how bad does that relationship have to be that you just can't get a divorce, that you got to fake your own death?
He just disappeared. But how awesome is it for Linda? This guy skates out on her.
Oh, of course.
And their kids in 1991 or 1993, rather. And next thing you know, she's getting a check for $2 million.
He's just going to fake his death again.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So yesterday we had a big discussion on the air about Sylvia's love life. She's recently single.
Yeah.
But it's been a couple of months, though.
Yeah.
So are you past the heartbreak now? Because at one point you told me that you were still crying every day.
Yeah, it still hurts.
Does it?
It still hurts.
Do you cry still or not?
No.
Are you past that? That's good. It's good. Slowly
but
surely.
My mom always told me the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
Your mom used to tell you that?
My mom.
Really?
Thank you, Mom. Shout out. Shout out, Mom. No, she didn't tell me that.
Okay.
So that's the sort of thing your friends tell you. Right?
Yeah. They're just thinking about your mom. It's like, she's so sweet. I didn't know she would give that advice.
Not my mom.
Like, I want to go out there and
just
start plumbing, buddy.
Do it.
Lay some pipe.
Just do what you got to do.
So I'm sure that you've probably had some friends that have told you something similar to what Mahoney's mom used to tell him.
Basically, yeah. Like, oh, go on, a dating app or just go on dates.
Hook up with somebody.
Yeah. Meet new people.
Well, the guy that you were supposed to have lunch with this week, and, you claim that it was just a friendly lunch. You guys have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
We swore that he's playing the long game. He's trying to hook up with you.
We're bros.
She's his friend. He's playing the long.
I never got that vibe from him
because he's slow rolling, Sylvia, and we don't need to rehash this again.
No, I know, but
we're saying your intentions are fine, but we're just telling you there are some underlying currents with every dude out there who is not a friend like that.
He's in his late 30s. You're in your late 20s.
Yeah,
he's not married,
and he's single.
Yes,
from what I know, yeah.
He's on Bumble and Tinder. Stop saying like.
Well, I don't know if he's like dating someone currently.
He's not dating somebody currently if he's on Bumble and Tinder.
Well, I don't know now. That's why we're going to catch up. Jeez.
No.
So you are going to catch up.
Yeah.
So we didn't ruin it yesterday by talking about it on the radio.
Well, I don't know,
because you did say that you texted him and he hasn't texted you back.
Nope.
See, and if he's not texting you back, then that just 1,000% confirms exactly what Dave and I just said.
Because we just outed him. We
pulled
the curtain back.
He's also really bad at texting.
We blew up that spot.
Really bad at texting.
He's really bad at texting.
Nobody's really bad at texting.
He is. I'm telling you.
No. If you said, hey, let's go fool around right now at a hotel room, I guarantee you would see the three dots. It would be like you just won megabucks. But replace that B with an F.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Mahoney just found out that his Propecia isn't shipping, and now he's upset.
Oh, get out of here.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, I said my hair gel, the hair clay that I use.
Oh, the hair clay.
On Amazon, there's a problem with it. And so, you know when you find a product that you like and it gets discontinued, especially when it involves hair, it is a existential crisis.
How pathetic is this? Going through the same thing right now.
Really?
Yeah, like I couldn't find the hair stuff that I use. It's just like this American Crew stuff.
Yeah.
At anywhere locally. Because normally they'll sell it like Smith's or whatever,
Target
like a salon.
Yeah.
They don't have the specific kind that I like. And so I ordered it off Amazon, and they sent me the wrong stuff.
No.
They sent me the goo instead of the other goo.
Pomade?
Yeah. They sent me the pomade. Thicker? I don't want the pomade. I want the other stuff.
Have you tried the hair clay?
I have not. Is that the kind of white stuff?
Yeah, it's like not waxy. I don't want to say waxy, but it's like a different...
Yeah, a little waxier.
Yeah.
No, that you might be thinking of the wax. There's a difference between the wax and the clay. The clay gives you all day hold.
The forming clay, yes.
But it does not give you the greasy hair.
God, we're pathetic.
No, it's not. This is important stuff.
You want to look good.
Like, this is like finding good hair stuff is important.
I said, God, we're pathetic. And then I looked over to Ian. And he went, yeah. Yeah, you guys are pathetic.
Well, you don't. Well, you wear a hat every day of your life.
Well, that's because I don't want to do my hair in the morning.
But you have lovely hair. I feel like you're doing a disservice.
Hey, but by the way, I do have the American Crew pomade if you
want
to use it.
No, I don't want the pomade.
No, the pomade's great.
I don't want the pomade.
All right. Well, I have that. I have the white waxy stuff.
I have three pomades because it comes in packs of three. Sitting on my counter in my bathroom at home, and I have to return it. And anytime I have to make a return, Amazon or otherwise, I dread it. I hate it.
Well, I have
return
Why don't
anxiety.
You just use it?
I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to change my hair product.
I know you got brand loyalty, but it's still the same brand, right?
No,
it's not about brand loyalty. It's about consistency.
Yes.
Yeah.
It changes the whole game.
I've tried to mix it up before. Underneath my sink at home, I have a whole like tub of other hair products that I've tried that once, and they suck, and so I never used them again.
I'm with you. I think every guy has one of those.
Yeah. Does every guy have like that one container of stuff they don't use?
If anyone wants some gently used not so great hair product, hit me up.
A razor I used once is in there somewhere.
Where'd you use that razor?
Don't worry about it.
All right. So moving on, this doesn't seem like great news. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that companies may require workers to settle employment disputes through individual arbitration rather than joining forces. So let's say that if you're in a union, you can no longer go after a company as a group, you now have to do it individually.
No, Dave, this is fine.
It's
don't
great.
Worry, don't
yeah,
worry
no,
about,
corporations
no.
care about
your
you,
Your business,
right?
your job cares about you, and trust me, they would never do anything illegal, especially to put you in harm's way in any way, shape, or form, never. And that's why this, you know, you don't got to worry about individual arbitration. I'm sure it's going to go your way.
5-4 ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday. Here it's explained.
Employers are able to force workers into individualized arbitration rather than letting them combine as a collective group. This one was about wage and hour, but you could see that it would also extend into other areas such as sexual harassment, where a group of women might want to bring these complaints rather than do it individually.
Neato. So basically what that means is it's you versus corporation, and whoever legal fees go longer, and whoever has more money to...
Who has more resources, I wonder.
To pay the lawyers. Oh, man. Mm. Who has 40 lawyers on retainer? You or the corporation? Good.
Excellent. So it's a little scary. Also, if you just you want to learn a little bit more about that whole world of how shady some of that stuff is, there's a documentary. It's almost 10 years old now at this point. But have you guys seen Hot? I know Dave's seen it, but Hot Coffee, when it talks about being able to sue when malpractice is being done. Like, if you want to look into that, check out the documentary Hot Coffee. It is mind blowing.
So Emilia Clarke, who is Khaleesi from Game of Thrones. Beautiful.
Great actress.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She was on a late night talk show. She was doing some promotion because the new Star Wars movie is coming out, and she is in the new Star Wars movie. And she was with Jimmy Fallon last night, and he made her do a Wookiee impression.
Mm.
Do you think that Khaleesi, Emilia Clarke, is good or bad at doing the Wookiee?
Well, she's a great actress. So she is the mother of dragons.
Right.
I don't know what else
she's not
doing.
The mother of Wookiees.
But Wookiees and dragons are both mythical creatures.
How dare you?
So I would say I'm going to go good. She's good on this.
Sylvia,
one.
Your guess?
I'm going to say good too.
Good as well. All right. Here we go.
Ready? All right. Say ready to jump to hyperspace.
Oh. Oh my God.
Picture we're in the new Star Wars. All right, and you're supposed to say, "Watch out, Star Destroyer right ahead."
Oh no.
She sounds like Grover in an adult film.
Cover your ears.
Shayna is joining us from West Las Vegas. Hello, Shayna. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So this is a pretty simple game. We have got some cover songs that are performed by expert musicians. Not really. From YouTube. They have uploaded these cover songs, mm-hmm. and they have performed these cover songs very badly. I will say they're very popular alternative songs. I assume that you're a big fan of alternative music?
Yes.
Who's your favorite band?
I don't know if they'd be considered alternative, but Modest Mouse.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, those are alternative.
It's right the square middle of alternative.
You know what? A good news, 3 songs from Modest Mouse featured in Cover Your Ears today.
Oh, my God.
Not really. Okay. None. Zero songs from Modest Mouse. We're not going to make it that easy on you. But if you get 3 or more correct, so here's how this works. We're going to play these cover songs for you. Each one is going to last 30 seconds. So let the whole thing play out for the full 30 seconds. Then you can make your guess.
Just really enjoy the performance that these amazing musicians and artists, you know, they're pouring their soul mm-hmm. into, and then they poured it out all over YouTube.
That's right.
Okay.
Just for all of us. And if you get the artist and the song, that's a full point. If you get one or the other, that's a half point. If you get 3 or more correct out of these 5, you win. If we go through the 5 and you're very close to getting over that hump and winning, we may give you a bonus song, okay?
Okay.
Here we go with song number 1. Good luck to you. Feel free to talk it out after you've heard the full 30 seconds.
I put my trust in you, who has far as I can go. For all this, just for one thing, now I put my trust in you. Put just as far as I can go. For all this, they're only.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I like how they put like that cumbia spin.
Yeah, it's a little funk. Shayna, what do you say? Any idea?
It's that song that goes, I put my trust in you, I think.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. What he said. Do you know the artist or the song title?
I'm going to guess, I put my trust in you.
By.
His name is like Gregory something.
What?
No. Right. Right. That is Linkin Park.
Yes.
Oh my God.
R.I.P. Gregory.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's pretty tricky, right? So you hear it and you go, I think I know that song. And then you're like, no, I definitely know that song. But trying to piece it all together is not easy. Here we go with song number 2. You're still very much alive. The dog in the background really added to the
really,
mix.
Really, kind of was harmonizing there for a minute.
Mm-hmm, it was good. Mm-hmm.
Shayna?
We Are Young.
Yes, by that is correct for the song.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Full point. You did it.
That's tough. That was a tough one. Yeah. I'm
impressed.
Bad.
Okay, here we go on to song number 3. You have 1 point.
I don't want you. And I don't need you. Don't bother to resist or I'll beat you. It's not your fault that you're always wrong. Weak ones are there to justify the strong. You people, relative to the size of your steeple. Can't see the forest full of trees. You can't smell your own shit on your knee. Hey!
You know, not exactly perfect with the harmonizing, but I tell you what, rhythm, he is perfect. I mean, just beat for beat, exactly where he should be.
He's a little, you know, quick on some things.
Yeah, a little premature.
There you go.
All right, Shayna, over to you.
Are you able to replay that or no?
No. Mm. You have 30 seconds of it. I'll play the last 10 seconds, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
The size of your steeple, can't see the forest for the trees. You can't smell your own on your knee. Hey!
So good.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That was Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson.
Everything a little bit sexier than Marilyn Manson.
Maybe a little bit sexier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely could be in a Marilyn Manson tribute band for sure.
Totally.
Okay, so you have one full point out of the three so far. I got to pick it up a little bit here. On to song number four. Good luck. Oh, that is beautiful.
That's The Offspring.
Uh-huh. Do you know the song?
The Kids Aren't All Right.
Yes!
Still in it.
Yes. All right, so here
we go. That was bad.
That was horrible.
Really, really bad.
Really bad.
Really good on your part there, Shayna. All right, here we go. This is the fifth and final one. If you get a full point here, you're going to win the tickets to go see Blink 182 this weekend.
Okay, perfect.
All right, here we go. I hope don't be chose. All my tongue, well, them all tongue, like when your soul falls, raise a bee. That man, they'll go to the road.
This is a song that's pretty famous. Do you know it?
For the win.
I don't. Can I do a bonus one?
This is the bonus one.
Darn. Just name the band.
Name the band or the song, and we'll give you the bonus song.
Can I hear the last 10 seconds?
All right.
Again?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, what do you got for us?
I don't know.
No guess at all, huh?
A popular band right now?
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't know.
One of the godfathers of grunge from Seattle. Lead singer's name's Eddie.
Nirvana.
No. Oh, my God, no. No.
We can't. I'm sorry. Sabrina. It's just.
Shayna.
Shayna, you know. She's got to legally change her name now.
That's Pearl Jam.
That's their biggest song they ever had.
I mean, is it? Jeremy's one of the biggest, I'd say. But Even Flow, Alive, whatever.
Anyway.
She got 2 out of 5. I mean, we could give her the bonus song.
Do we give her the bonus? What's the audience saying? Let's look at the text line real quick.
Please, please, please. I'm sorry.
Somebody says I like her. Modest Mouse is my favorite as well.
Okay. We'll give you the bonus song. Now I'll give you a hint here.
Don't give any hints.
No, I'm not giving you a hint about the song at all. I will say that it's the same amazing performers that graced us with that fun cover that we heard just a moment ago. Okay.
So it's
the same talent, and this one is really
something special.
It's really very special. For the win, Shayna. Good luck to you.
Okay.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good times. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth all of the while.
All right, Shayna, that's all you get right there.
That's Green Day. Good riddance.
Good riddance. Time of your life. That's close enough.
Yes. There we go.
Around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Run the best.
Oh, man, Shayna, I was so worried about you, but you managed to pull it out there. I mean, there was a couple of embarrassments in there, but you did it three out of the six with the bonus round. So congratulations. Blink 182 this weekend. Enjoy the show.
Yay. Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We are just getting bored.
I can't do this.
It's top stories.
Hey, pro tip, if you are a criminal and you actually get away with it, don't go on the Facebook page of the police department and brag that you got away
Dave,
with it.
Dave, you gotta brag. It didn't, unless you post it to social media, it didn't happen, man.
Oh. Okay.
Well, a 19-year-old by the name of Kayla Isery, 19, arrested 2:30 a.m. Saturday, about 2 weeks after her first encounter with the Moses Lake police officers. Where is that? Moses Lake? I think that's up near Seattle. She was a passenger in the vehicle when cops conducted a traffic stop. The reason I think I know where Moses Lake is because I think I got a ticket on Moses Lake for jet skiing.
It's in Washington. Yeah,
I got a ticket on that damn lake.
Ooh. You didn't part the Red Sea? the Red Lake?
The Red Lake. That's a Bible joke.
It is.
The driver was arrested for driving while having a suspended license, but the officers let Isery go because they had no legal reason to detain her. Officers searched the vehicle and found the 19-year-old's ID along with a pistol, heroin, and her paperwork from the last time she was released from jail. She is a convicted felon, making it illegal for her to possess a firearm. She got on the Moses Lake Police Department's Facebook page and bragged about getting away, which they believe is the number one killer of criminal karma there is, the police department wrote. The cops set up meeting with Isery about social media and arrested her after a brief foot chase. So the cop said, hey, you want to meet up and talk about social media? And she's like, yeah,
I do.
And they're like, we're going to arrest you. And she's like, oh, hell no. And takes off running. And they're like, you get a taste.
She's got the we saw some of the cam footage of her getting arrested. And she's got the crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
19 years old and already a felon. So
neat.
Sure that she's going to turn that around.
Pretty sure.
At this point, if she's trying to troll cops on Facebook. Literally. Every time, like, this is not the first time we've heard this story either. This is probably like the 24th time that we've heard this story.
Don't taunt the cops on Facebook. That's all they do professionally is track down jerks like you.
Yeah.
Fox is paying WWE $1 billion for their SmackDown TV rights. The reported deal between WWE and Fox is for 5 years and worth reportedly $205 million annually. The deal, which would be a total of over $1 billion during its lifespan, is reportedly three times as much as the company was getting from NBC Universal for SmackDown Live.
This is unreal how much money the WWE is going to make on this. I don't know if this is a good move for Fox or not. I mean, you get a live audience every week with wrestling traditionally, but SmackDown has been the, you know, even though they have the better wrestlers, it is the B show. So you're not getting the A show on television, and it's 2 hours of solid programming that they're going to have to dedicate either Tuesdays or if they might move it back to Thursdays.
But if you think about all the channels that Fox has with Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 and all of the regional networks and everything else.
I think they're talking, I believe they're talking Fox Network on this particular one.
Oh, interesting. I knew that the deal was with Fox, because, but I thought that maybe it was
like one of the channels.
Like one of their sports channels.
Fox. If you think about it, though, because Fox right now is trying to divest all of that with Disney, you know, all their sports properties, basically everything besides Fox News would be going over to Disney / ESPN / ABC. So this is, from what I understand, this was on the broadcast.
Interesting.
So, I mean, that's why you're paying $1 billion for it. But could this be a resurgence of wrestling in the mainstream? Because right now, the only place you can really access it is either through the network or through the cable channels right now. So
they did a breakdown of how much this is per hour. They say they're paying over $2 million an hour for the program.
I mean, it's 52 weeks a year. I mean, that's the one thing about WWE. They are live every single week. They put out a lot of content, that's for sure.
The Billboard Music Awards took place here in Las Vegas. It was a three-hour NBC awards show, and it dropped in the ratings again.
Did anybody care?
No.
I mean, did anybody even realize that the Billboard Music Awards was even awards show?
I mean, it literally is happening down the street from us and care less.
We knew nothing. Well, I didn't know anything about it.
I mean, I knew what was going on. 9%
dip from last year. I knew what was going on, too, because we have friends that work in the industry that were down there posting that they were there, but otherwise,
If they didn't post, I wouldn't have known about it.
Who's sitting around to watch that?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems kind of another redundant award show. at this point, you know, it's like there's the Emmys, which for music, that's the pinnacle.
The Grammys.
Or the Grammys, yeah. Excuse me. But then you have the Emmys, which is for television and movies, but more for TV.
Oscars,
and then you have
the Oscars. Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
And then there's a billion, there's the American Music Awards, and there's the Billboard Music Awards, and there's all these other award shows. The there's been more popping up in recent years as well. It just seems like it's unnecessary.
Like niche award shows like the ESPYs for sports.
Yes,
I think that's
very cool.
I think that's great. I think the MMA awards for mixed martial arts.
That's right.
Produced by Dave Ferrer.
That's right.
You know that is
quality programming right
there.
Yes. Look for it on your local.
Coming up.
Yeah,
July 3rd.
Dave and Mahoney weekday mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
First up today in the Redneck Report is a story about if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Investigators say that a woman by the name of Wendy Klinker was selling pre-scratch lottery tickets. She was keeping the winners and selling the losers. She worked at a convenience store. The Florida Department of Lottery said a customer at the Circle K noticed that his ticket had a small scratch on it. That led agents to the store where they found 83 tickets with what they call micro-scratches.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They reviewed the store's surveillance cameras, and they showed Klinker scratching away the tickets, pocketing the winners, putting losers back in a pile to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested on Friday for tampering with lotto tickets.
Can't do that.
Nope. It's rules. A serial pooper is once again on the loose, and it seems like every single week we have a story like this.
I mean, this sounds awesome. I mean, who wouldn't want some, like, fresh frosted flakes right out there?
Are you really taking a poop?
Police are looking for whoever is responsible for pooping on the floor of a home under construction 4 times since May 6th.
I mean, some crackling Oberon would probably hurt like the Dickens, though.
Even Captain Crunch, you know what it does to the top of your mouth.
Oh, no.
Look out, Colin. Surveillance video caught two people illegally entering the house that was under construction. One of the subjects in the video is believed to have taken a poo on the floor. Several homes in the subdivision have sold for over $1 million, so these are beautiful luxury homes. Can you still buy the house if somebody just went in there and crapped it up?
Nope.
Or you're like, yeah, I'm going to move on.
Burn it down.
Move on.
Call it a day.
A Frontier Airlines passenger was led away from his arrival gate in handcuffs on Thursday after passengers say that he grabbed two women during the flight and then went number one on the seat directly in front of him.
There's photos, too.
Oh, my God.
Neato.
I mean,
the ordeal began about 2 hours into a Frontier Airlines flight from Denver to Charleston, South Carolina, which is a pretty good clip. The man who had not been identified was allegedly drinking before witnesses say that he grabbed a woman seated next to him. The disorderly passenger had also verbally assaulted another woman by asking her personal questions about her habits. The passenger was then moved to an empty row towards the back of the plane. The passenger proceeded to just whip it out and start going number one on the seat in front of him.
Oh, my God.
Which they did not think was appropriate. Passengers say they were unsatisfied with how Frontier handled the situation and felt someone should have been monitoring him after attendants made him move because of his disruptive behavior.
Like, if you're grabbing another passenger at that point, that's
assault.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's an ass whooping. That is a seatbelt extender to the grundle. Like that, you get
to
somebody.
Grundle.
Oh yeah, you get to whoop somebody's literally.
Ow!
I will say this: I prefer Spirit over Frontier all day long, any day, every day. Frontiers.
Don't like either of them.
Frontier seats are the most uncomfortable seats I've ever flown on in my entire life.
It drives me crazy how they nickel and dime you for everything on Spirit Airlines.
But if you know that going in, you're still going in at a cheaper flight than what you're going to pay with Southwest, and you know that going in.
Southwest is a discount airline. Like, you can't just keep discounting it.
You still get a discount, but if you know going in what you're going to pay,
they charge you to carry on a bag.
Yes, because you're still, shockingly, you can't fly from here to New York for really $29. Are you shocked by that, Dave? I can't even buy, you can't even fill up your damn gas tank.
It's not that I'm shocked by it. $29. It's just, maybe I've gotten to the point in life where I just don't want to be totally inconvenienced and totally uncomfortable when I travel just to save a dollar.
I'm telling you, you're not totally inconvenienced and totally uncomfortable when you're traveling on Spirit. I'm telling you, it's better than you think. And they have the big seats up front now, man.
Ooh.
It's better than you think. Don't be an elitist.
I'm not being an elitist. You're the one that's sitting in $49 first class.
That's right. Ballin'. If I'm going to do it, I want to be king on that plane, man. All the peanuts I can eat.
King of the papas.
And also, about Frontier seats, it's worse than sitting on a high school football stadium
bleacher
seat. Your ass is just done. It's worn out.
And last but not least, a Florida man decided that he was going to climb to the top of a playground piece of equipment and tell kids where babies come from. Of course, this guy's name is Otis. Otis DeWayne Ryan. It's D-A-W-A-Y-N-E.
DeWayne.
Otis DeWayne Ryan.
All right.
30 years old. Took him into custody on charges of disorderly conduct. The incident took place at about 3 p.m. on a Sunday. Officers say that he approached some tourists and started making inappropriate comments to women in an effort to get their male partners to confront him. So he was just trying to pick a fight. An officer in the area was watching him at the time. Ryan then climbed onto a piece of playground equipment. And according to one officer, he then started shouting from the top of his lungs, telling children where babies come from. Ryan caused a number of disturbances in the area recently, and jail records show a number of arrests over the last year on charges of disorderly conduct, battery, and carrying a concealed weapon.
Also should be charged with the worst facial tattoo that I have ever seen.
His mugshot is scary.
It is very scary.
Otis DeWayne Ryan belongs in prison.
Did he say, tell us how the storks actually brought the baby? And, you know, it's a magical thing when mommy and daddy, you know, have a
they're just wrestling.
Yeah. Hugging?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
Sylvia.
What?
Has he texted you back yet?
No, man.
Still nothing?
No. An hour ago?
Did we ruin it?
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Who cares?
He's been my friend for like 8 years.
Then that tells you exactly what you need to know. Yep. He's not really your friend.
He's also really bad at texting.
Keep telling yourself that.
That's the thing I like. You know, like if you, as a younger person, it affects you so much more when somebody doesn't call you back or doesn't text you back. But if you like, just realize the point, like, okay, they don't matter. They don't care enough. So why should I give any matter of thought to this particular instance or that person? Like, just let it go. And then they've shown their colors. And now we move on.
Move on. Yeah.
And focus on people that are important.
So Jake Gyllenhaal's in talks to be a villain in the upcoming Spider-Man Homecoming sequel.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it's going to be Mysterio is what they're alleging, that Mysterio has not made an appearance in any of the Spider-Man films that I can remember, any of the Tobey Maguire or the Andrew Garfield ones. So
Mysterio debuted back in 1964. He's a bubble-headed bad guy.
He's a badass.
Master of illusion and deception, yes.
Ooh. So, and I think with Marvel handling the Spider-Man franchise now, I don't know if you, did you see the original Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah.
With whatever that Tom Kidd's name is.
Michael Keaton. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the Vulture.
As the bad guy, yeah.
I thought they did a really, really good job on that, and I think the kid who's playing Spider-Man is awesome, and adding Jake Gyllenhaal, who's a very intense actor, and I think that plays
to Mysterio. And also kind of like, he does a good job of playing the bad guy.
He's not a hero so much.
Right.
You know, he's a good anti-hero.
Yeah.
So I think that'll play perfect into the
The only one that I would have liked better is if it was Tobey Maguire.
But he's such a bad actor. That's the problem. Like, there's a reason why we're not seeing him and stuff anymore.
Jack Osborne and his wife are getting a divorce, which is kind of surprising. Do you guys follow him at all on social media?
I followed
him on Instagram for a while, and it seemed like they were a happy little family. But I guess they are going their separate ways. But they're taking a page out of the Chris Martin, Gwyneth Paltrow book. It's not a conscious uncoupling, but they are working hard to remain good, close friends
for their kids. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, do that.
Three girls together.
If that's what you know, you got kids, you kind of got to do that, because there's nothing worse than if you divorce, then you just have that resentment towards your other, and it kind of put your kids in a bad place. So, you know, good on them for being adults. You know, it's like, hey, this isn't working out. We can still be cool. We'll raise our kids together, but I'm going to start hooking up with other people.
So an iPhone case is doubling as a 22-pound dumbbell. A Japanese company is making it easier for the phone addicted to build muscle with a 22-pound iPhone case. In case you want to let everyone at the gym know that you're a giant douche, this will do the case. It's a telecom giant by the name of SoftBank announced a 22-pound dumbbell case billed as the world's heaviest case for an iPhone, and it's now on sale on its website for $100.
So do you use
$100?
Yeah, do you use it at the gym?
Your phone goes in it, which seems totally impractical, because then you're like picking it up and looking at it for 1 second, then putting it back down and picking it up and looking at it and putting it back down.
Well, you're supposed to get your swell on, Dave. You're going to get the pump going with that 22 ounce.
I think it's your swell on, not your swell on.
No, man.
What if you take it out of the gym?
My feet swell when I work out. I don't know why.
What if you want? Take it.
Well, yeah, take it like outside of the gym. So you're using it at work. Well, do you get two phones at that point to make it even?
Do you have to get one phone for each hand?
Yeah.
An iPhone over here,
maybe an Samsung Android.
Galaxy over there. Yeah.
The only thing that this doesn't have to make it even douchier, it should also be a built-in giant gallon of water.
Take a slam. Got to stay hydrated, bro.
Woo! Got to see how much I drank today.
A doctor has found herself in a whole lot of trouble. Her name is Wendell Davis, and her website calls her Atlanta's most experienced cosmetic surgeon. Well, she now has 5 malpractice settlements that are against her, 4 pending lawsuits against the doctor as well. She does not have her hospital privileges anymore. Those have been revoked. And her license is her office not licensed as a surgery center at all. She has more than 20 videos previously posted on YouTube, obviously taken down now. Would you like to hear one?
Dave.
Dancing around while performing surgery.
She likes to refer to herself, though, as Dr. Booty.
Dr. Booty.
Booty.
Here you go.
You know who this is. I say it. My patients are bad and booty. Building the fat and the booty. My patients are snatched with the booties. We got tummy tucks and BBLs, too. Booty.
And this would be bad in and of itself because it's really crappy rapping.
If she just posted it, but there's patients passed out on the table.
With their ass out.
Their ass out while she's doing this.
Yes.
And so she's playing to the camera. And also, to make things worse, she is a board certified dermatologist and not board certified in general surgery or plastic surgery.
Oh, my God.
And even if she was a physician in the state of Georgia, you still can't operate even if you are board certified. So you have to be one or the other. You're either a physician or you're a surgeon.
But you can't be
in
both.
In Georgia. You can't be both. And she's not. She's a dermatologist.
The British. The booty.
You. That's what's up. That's what's up now. BBL now. Tummy tuck now. Big and booty now. Booty!
I mean,
oh my God.
If you ever want to be in a rap video and get your ass with implants at the same time, you know, unfortunately, Dr. Booty probably not going to be practicing much longer in Atlanta.
Better get down there.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is it weird that I can smash 2 boxes of Velveeta mac and cheese, but I can't even stomach 1 bite of Kraft mac and cheese?
Message deleted.
You know, there was somebody that was talking about this the other day because, Mahoney, you were going on about how you love some Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I do.
And how that's still a delicacy. And then somebody else commented on the text line that they were appalled that you would eat Kraft mac and cheese because Velveeta is so much better.
They were comparing the deluxe versus Velveeta.
I
get the distinction between the two. But when it comes to OG Kraft mac and cheese, mm-hmm. I am all about that. There's a time and place that it takes you back to it. It's like time travel in your mouth, Dave. Every time you eat Kraft mac and cheese in a box. Not the Easy Mac. That doesn't taste the same. But if you go OG, you put half a slab of butter in there, put some milk in there, and just, oh. Sometimes I don't even put milk, and I just go a whole stick of butter in there. Ooh. And it is, so good.
The full butter lube, yeah?
Yeah.
All of the dampness that you need comes from that butter, just a whole stick of. How many calories? Will you Google that real quick? How many calories in a stick of butter?
A lot. But the thing is, I have butter in my house more often than I have milk. You know, milk goes bad. Butter doesn't really go bad.
Can you use almond milk? Because almond milk stays good for so much longer.
You can use almond milk.
Does that work in mac and cheese? I've never tried.
I don't prefer it, though. Yeah. Like I said, if I'm going to... Because it's not healthy, first and foremost. So if I'm eating something that's unhealthy, why don't we go the full Monty on this?
If you make a box of mac and cheese, though, and you put the full stick of butter in, are you getting through that whole box?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't reheat mac and cheese. There is nothing worse. The only thing worse than maybe reheating mac and cheese is maybe reheating French fries.
Yeah, you can't do that. But it's interesting because some pastas work really well
spaghetti
reheated.
Spaghetti is great.
Lasagna is good reheated.
But I think it's because it's the marinara sauce.
I think
as opposed to the cheese or the Alfredo sauce or whatever.
I think it's generous to call Kraft macaroni and cheese pasta, Dave.
All right. Ian, how many calories in a stick of butter?
It says 810 calories.
Yeah.
Dude. Stick of butter.
810. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes.
And then you add the pasta and the cheese on top of that.
Yeah, I think that's over.
You know, I like to get my 1500 calories in one meal.
Google how many calories in a full box of Kraft mac and cheese.
My guess is probably 600.
Oh, I'd say more.
700
in a full box. Because I imagine per serving.
1,387 calories.
But that's probably taking the milk and the butter into account as well.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. They're not adding in things that you're sticking in.
No, it says boxed mix with cheese sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, that's with the cheese.
With the cheese sauce.
It's not counting the entire stick of butter.
The powdered cheese. Mm,
so what we're looking at.
2,100 over 2,100 calories.
Dude,
my man.
Then you can't eat anything after that.
I'm bulking.
He's bulking up. It's a fat year.
It's a fat year.
Yeah.
I'm cultivating mass to get shredded later on.
You won't make it out of a meal like that.
And by shredded, I mean my pants.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can Mahoney keep his mouth shut for 5 seconds? I'd be willing to pay the dude $100 just to shut his mouth for 5 seconds. Just quit talking. Nobody wants to hear you. You're a clown.
Message deleted.
Nobody wants to hear me. We've been number one for 10 years.
That, and then
we've been number one in your mom's presets for 10 years.
Damn,
we have not
right,
been
man.
Number
it's
one
number,
for 10 years.
It's number one, man.
Stop
number
bragging one. About ratings that don't exist.
Anyway.
Mahoney's walking in. He's like, we're number one in my mom's heart.
Oh, that's the most special.
Whatever,
area.
Man. Like
Mahoney gets paid to talk.
Yeah.
You can't hate on him for doing his job.
This is what I do for a living. Yeah. And you're just jealous, you little bitch.
Oh, damn. Ooh. Damn.
Oh, snap.
Damn.
Oh, dang.
And it was 5 seconds, so now you still owe me $100.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business.
So this is awkward. Police get called to a child spotting going into a swingers club and later just find out that she was a short woman.
How short is that woman?
The club, which was fully equipped sex dungeon, complete with mistresses, boasts on its website of being Britain's friendliest swinging spot. Mm. Members pay a yearly fee to use the facility. Police were called about 9 p.m. following concerns a child had entered the hotel named Club F. Officers spoke to the staff at the hotel who confirmed the female was one of their regular customers who was just a very short adult woman.
You know what? I have a cousin who, they would mistaken her for a child.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's very short.
How short?
She's probably like 4-something.
4-something?
Yeah. I think 4'10", 4'11".
Was she going into a swingers club when she got mistaken for a child?
I wouldn't be surprised. She's,
is she freaky?
No, she's not. Oh, well, yeah.
Really?
Kind of freaky cousin.
Also, who are the people?
Does she live here?
No, she lives in California. Right.
Who are the people who are like just watching the doors? You know, of that swingers club. How dare those people go in there and do what adults do?
Yeah,
and they're all on their own term. You know, like, get out of here,
here
man.
In the United States, we're actually a lot more conservative than a lot of other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to Europe specifically,
I mean, they
there's swingers clubs all over the place.
Yeah. But they don't have a problem with nudity.
No.
No, because it's... Yeah.
If you're an
because
adult
it's
and
natural.
It's consenting, you know, how do you think there are 7 billion people on this planet? It's something that we're all, you know, genetically inclined to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any, you know, moral whatever...
Scruples that are holding you back from... Yeah.
It's
scruples.
Not historic.
It's just like if you just don't find that that's not something that you want to do, you know, with just one person, and you want to share that with a bunch of people, you should be able to do that as an adult.
If you want to share that gift with many.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if I would call that a gift for some of us.
Gift, yeah.
Yeah, but...
it's more like a sentence.
Hey.
So Michael McQueen from Sydney, Australia, calls himself a futurist, and so he thinks that he can predict the future and how it's going to look, and so he says that things are going to expire soon, meaning that they're not going to be necessary in modern society. In the next 5 years to 10 years, these things will all be gone. You guys tell me if you agree.
Okay.
Credit cards gone in the next decade.
No.
I think so.
Think?
I don't.
I mean, just the physical credit cards.
Nope.
Well, do you think they're going to like put...
No.
I've seen like those like sci-fi things where like they put the chip in your wrist.
Let's use my phone now.
Oh,
I don't like
never mind.
I don't do the Apple Pay. I don't like
Why?
It. I just don't like it. I just it's one of the things
more,
I don't like.
Aren't you more susceptible to like getting hacked?
No.
No.
I mean, your car can get stolen anywhere. I just don't like to do it.
It's so convenient. And having the card-free ATM now as well. Super convenient. Cuz my wife always steals my debit card. And so if I don't have it on me, I can just go to the in my little Wells Fargo app. I just push a button and it pulls up a code, and I don't have to have my card on me. It's great.
You don't have it memorized?
No, it gives you an individual code for the transaction.
I have my card memorized.
You have your card memorized. Yeah. I have my credit card memorized, not my debit card.
I think there's people.
Have you ever gotten that call from the bank where they're like, sir, your credit card may have been compromised. We're going to need to send you a new one. And you're like, I have that number memorized. I'm going to take my chances. Because I have legit had that conversation.
Is that good
before.
Or bad that you that we have it memorized, though?
I find it very convenient a lot of times.
Yeah, because like I remember like I didn't bring my debit card.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a restaurant.
What's the number? Let's see if you have it memorized. She almost went for it.
No, but like I didn't bring my debit card. And I was like, well, I can just like... Can I tell the waiter like my card number? Like, is that gonna
did that work?
I don't know. Like, I never, I didn't try.
I mean, don't think that works.
No,
you can manually go back there and punch it in.
If you don't have the card, though, that makes it it's a little problematic
for the
does it
for
look
the server.
Sketchy?
Yeah, oh, for sure it does.
All right.
But that's the other thing is like everyone's all worried about the safety of their card and everything. Like, you're regularly just handing your card with all the information on it to a server, and they're just disappearing for however long, and then coming back with
see,
it.
See, that gets in the back of my head too. Yeah. Like, even at Starbucks.
Sure. I think that's coming, but I think that's not 10 years away.
Okay, iTunes being gone in 10 years.
No, Apple's going to still be huge.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many online streaming services now, but Apple has so much money in the bank. They're almost, they're the biggest company in the world right now. They're worth almost $1 trillion, and they have however many hundreds of billions of dollars in the bank. iTunes will continue to be here. Spotify, Pandora, even YouTube's trying to get in on the thing right now. I think Apple has just got such a stronghold in the smartphone arena and computers that there's no way it's going away in 10 years.
He says that call centers, service stations for cars, and parking lots will also all be gone in 10 years. Because he sees the incoming wave of self-driving vehicles helping to eliminate that.
Not a chance.
You got to think, though. I mean, how long has Uber been around? How long has Uber been prevalent? Uber and Lyft, 5 years?
5, 6 years.
5 years.
Think about how much that's changed things, though. You used to have to drive everywhere. Especially here in Las Vegas as a local, right?
Yeah.
Because getting a taxi to come out to the suburbs was impossible. Mm-hmm. Or you'd have to wait for an hour and a half. And now, I Uber all the time.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And
when you do the math on it, it may actually just, when you're paying for your car, car payment, your insurance, would it just be cheaper to Uber everywhere?
No, it would not.
I don't think so.
Not even close.
It'll add up.
Not even close.
What if you just had one vehicle for your family, for you and your significant other? And then the rest of the time you Ubered.
Maybe that could you could probably cut down to using one vehicle for the family at that point, yes. But like for a single person trying to just Uber everywhere, no, man. It's like $50. I pay my car.
$50?
Yes.
Where are you going that costs $50 in an Uber in Las Vegas?
It cost me to go from the airport to Mountain's Edge $35 plus tip.
Oh. We looked at it this weekend. It would have cost us $100 to get from Las Vegas to Mesquite in an Uber.
I mean, that's what it was. Maybe I don't know, man. I'm just telling you, parking lots
you're getting ripped off, man.
Parking lots are going to be here. Self-driving cars will not be here in 10 years. No. Plus, Ubers keep killing people. So you add that factor into it as well. And let's just talk about how long it takes to build an infrastructure. Here at Buffalo and Warm Springs, they've been building a Chevron right there.
They've been building a gas station
for a year and a half.
For 7 years. They've built everything across the street. There is a PT's. There is a gym over there. They're putting up a new place. There's a vet hospital.
Yeah,
a vet clinic. Like 9 other restaurants have all gone up in that gas station. Another thing that pisses me off about that gas station.
Oh boy.
It's facing the wrong way. Who puts the butt end of the gas station facing out to the road? You want all the gas pumps so people can pull right in and just go to the pump.
Well, don't they have the car wash?
You're looking at the butt of the gas station.
I want to be able to pull straight in.
I don't want to see your gas station ass, your ass station.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
City is captivated by the Vegas Golden Knights, and rightfully so. Very first season, going to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's unheard of. It's one of the best stories in all of sports, in the history of American sports, in my opinion.
And things got better last night when we saw the Capitals beat the Lightning, and that means we don't have to play until Monday.
And not just that, the Capitals are really bad at home, so I would love the Capitals, right?
Ooh, and then salty.
Yeah, yeah.
They're bad at home, and we're really good at home, so if we get them at home first, we beat them a couple of times here, and then we just go and beat them in two games. Or I guess maybe we should hope for... No, we shouldn't hope for that. But if we manage to drop one game to them in the series, we can win at home. Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome?
Let's just sweep.
Just sweep it.
You know, and then come home and have the biggest ticker tape parade that any sort of team has ever seen in the history.
Can you imagine a parade down Las Vegas Boulevard?
I mean, it's
nothing like it.
It's awesome in New York when you see what's going on there, but that will pale in comparison to going down Las Vegas Boulevard with what we can do here.
Well, we're going to have to. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, right?
Okay.
Because we can't.
Yeah. We,
I mean, both they're still tough teams, but I think we got both of their numbers. I mean, Tampa looked like ass.
I will make one suggestion.
Okay.
I don't know which member of us here on the show, but it's going to have to be Ian. Is going to have to eat a piece of poop because that guy in Philadelphia did it
that?
with the horse poo, and we can't be one up by Philadelphia. So you're going to have to eat.
Wait, what happened?
You didn't see that? A guy in Philadelphia during the parade for
wasn't it horse poo?
Yeah, yeah. For the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, actually picked up a piece of horse poop and ate it.
That'll kill you, man.
Why would you kill you?
Why would you want me to do that?
No, don't do that. He works too hard. I don't want
right,
to pick
Bossy
up his.
Rossi has to eat a piece of poop.
Yes,
I'm not doing Ian's work, man. That's too much stuff.
Who's gonna bring in the poop? Who's got a horse?
I got some friends with horses, man.
Yeah, of course you would.
What? All right, so here we go. This is this one you were out on Sunday, and obviously people were very excited about the team and how well they've been doing. And you brought three different signs with you when you went out to talk to some of the people that were down around the downtown Las Vegas Event Center on Fremont Street, right?
Yes, I did. An absolutely gorgeous day on Sunday. Packed crowd down there earlier in the day.
Yep.
And the drinks were flowing, of course. And I brought down three signs. One said March or so. The other said Flory. And the last one said penis.
And the first person in this
not
clip.
Not familiar with that player.
There is a penis.
It's a forward.
Is he on the.
Not much of a player for you.
Is he on the fourth line? You bring him up.
If you're lucky, if it's your anniversary.
I gotcha.
All right. So this is. Who in this first clip?
So in this first clip here, I speak to. One of our wonderful Metro officers.
All right.
Who was actually at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Sweet.
Having a great time. Everybody was having fun. And then afterwards, I ventured away from the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, went over by Fremont, and met up with Bunny, one of my old mascot members.
You tried to get a police officer to say the word penis?
I did.
Okay.
Can I ask you just to pronounce this for me? A couple of words.
Let's go.
What does that say?
Let's see. That is Laurel, not Yanny. That's Laurel.
Okay, what's the next one?
Penis.
Happy EDC weekend. How's it going?
It's EDC weekend. My tail don't smell like your LSD, so horrible.
Do you dread this weekend?
Yes. And next weekend's punk rock bowling. Yay!
I didn't picture you as a big Rise Against fan.
No.
All right. Well, are you a hockey fan?
Yes. Go Winnipeg.
Hey, I got some words here. I just want to see if you can pronounce them or not. Okay? All right. Here's the first one.
Flurry.
All right, word number two.
Narsha chest salt. Marsha chest salt.
Okay, last one, Bunny.
Oh, that's a lifestyle choice. Penis.
And then you caught up with a lovely young lady whose name is Kylie.
Yes.
And she was wearing a plunging V-neck shirt. And her, she's a bigger gal.
Yeah, Triple J.
Triple
S.
Did you figure that out? Is
no,
that
I didn't. No, I'm just throwing out.
We just assume it's Triple J. They're huge.
Absolutely massive. Twerking. I saw her as I was halfway down Fremont.
Yeah.
She was over by over at the end there. And she was quite the interview.
She was leaking some areola.
Yeah.
She was kind of escaping from her shirt.
Yeah,
there.
My dad got mad at me. I showed that picture to my 15-year-old brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he
you
was
got in trouble?
Yeah,
oh,
he yelled at me. Come on.
Hi, Kylie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You got a lot to show.
I was shaking that booty. Say, give a little bless.
So how's the day going so far?
Oh, it's going wonderful. You know, it's just a perfect Sunday morning. Just out here dancing.
Did you go to church in that outfit this morning?
Oh, not this morning. No, not this morning.
All right. Now, are you a hockey fan? I have a couple of names here. I just want to see if you can pronounce them.
Okay.
Okay? Here's the first one.
Flurry.
All right, one for one. How about this one?
March Assault.
Wow, and I kind of grazed your boob there also. I'm sorry about that.
It was really hard.
Last one, what do you think this says?
Penis!
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We are just getting me? Word. I can't do this.
It's Top Stories.
Well, somebody is in a whole lot of trouble on a couple of fronts. Investigators seized a semi-truck on Saturday that had $90.8 million worth of liquid meth.
Oh, boy.
In the driver's side fuel tank. The truck was being handled by a 49-year-old by the name of Raul Arello and a 48-year-old as well, each man being charged with three counts of trafficking meth. In total, there was 120 gallons of liquid meth in the tank. The two suspects were placed in the detention center under a $3 million bond.
Oh.
So you got to assume that much meth is probably going to belong to somebody who is a bad person that is going to be very angry at you that you lost all of the meth.
$90 million worth of it?
And also, you're the one that is now in trouble for having $90 million worth of meth.
Well, good work on the law enforcement officers who stopped them and kept $90 million worth of liquid meth off the streets. That's crazy.
Red Sox pitcher Carson Smith dislocated his pitching shoulder during a temper tantrum that he went on. It's a 10-day disabled list. The 28-year-old right-hander was hurt when he threw his glove in the dugout after leaving Monday night's 6-5 loss to Oakland.
What a dummy.
So he entered the Red Sox with the Red Sox trailing 5-4 in the eighth, and he was upset because he wasn't able to get the victory for him, and he threw his glove because he was so upset and blew out a shoulder in the process.
You're an adult who's getting paid an exorbitant amount of money. Mm-hmm. Not an absorbent. It's not a paper towel.
It is not a bounty quicker picker upper.
It might be. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure money probably soaks up stuff fairly well. Stop throwing temper tantrums and hurting yourself. I mean, like, it would be one thing, like, I give it to, what is it, Gramatica a few years back, where he blew out his knee.
He was celebrating.
Yeah, he was celebrating because, you know, he kicked an amazing field goal and was so happy. But, like, if you're just having a tantrum like a toddler, dude, like, send him down to the minors, you clown.
So a man is recovering from injuries. He's in the hospital after he was run over by a truck. Deputies say that the man that ran him over was his ex-girlfriend's father.
Oh my God.
He's accused of running him over. He is the ex-boyfriend who continued to harass his daughter. So the guy said, you know what? I'm going to run you over. I've been begging him to leave my family alone to stop this abuse, said the girl of her ex-boyfriend. On Friday, Amber was outside her house with her family, and her father came speeding by. That's when Amber said her dad walked out into the road to slow him down. My father seemed to cross paths to get him to stop. Amber was filming the incident, and her dad was standing in the road. The man never slowed down. He accelerated. Excuse me, hit her father, rather, knocking him 30 feet.
Oh, my God.
Amber said it was a horrifying sight, and her children were outside as well that had to witness the entire thing.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't even manage to take care of my kids, who had just seen that because I was so caught off guard, I was losing my father in my front yard. Amber's dad, still in very rough condition. His body is in bad condition right now. He's swollen. His face is all bruised up. His left eye isn't working. Deputies say the man was arrested for a hit and run.
If you hit somebody and they fly 30 feet, you had to be going pretty damn fast.
But the man says that he didn't realize that he had hit the father. He thought that the noise was a brick thrown at his car, you guys, because a person flying in the air, very like reminiscent of a brick bouncing off your car door.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
If somebody says they don't want to be with you anymore, believe them. Move on.
Has it ever worked in the history of mankind where somebody has forced their way back into somebody's life and it's worked out long term?
No, it doesn't.
It never works
like
that.
They may come crawling back, but they may come crawling back, and at that point you should have already moved on and you don't take them back. It's just so dumb. How dumb are we as people to do these things continually? It's just, it is. That's what it is. It's pathetic. Have some self, you know,
respect.
Respect, yes. It's a hard word for me to say. Respect. Move on with your lives, you clowns.
In reference to what we were talking about earlier about things being obsolete, Cassie said, totally agree about credit cards becoming obsolete. Apple Pay is great, especially when you forget your credit card at home. Love the show. Thank you, Cassie.
Oh, thanks.
One person, 973, said, I predict that futurist will be obsolete or at least unemployed in 10 years. And we're talking about Ubering. How about this one? Gas prices are going up and significantly, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy said, mark my words, I have one vehicle for me and my family. After making a car payment, insurance payment, and keeping gas in it, it's cheaper just to use Uber all of the time.
Well, we checked what the Uber would cost from me to my house. I live down in Mountain's Edge, pretty close to the radio station. It's only a couple miles. Uh-huh. It would be $10 each way pre-tip. So I would have to pay, you know, it's like $22 a day, so $440 a month just to get to work. right. Monday through Friday.
And your car payment is probably what, like $1,900 on that Avalon?
Yeah. My car's paid off. But no.
Well, aren't you fancy? Look at rich ass Mahoney over here. No, who's the 1%er now?
My car payment was $375.
All right, it's time for another show. It's brought to us by our friends at Living Spaces. For an unbeatable selection of the latest styles or great values, visit us at livingspaces.com to shop online or to find a store near you. If you know the answer to this question, 702-791-1075. We have a 4-pack of tickets for the Las Vegas 51s for this upcoming Saturday at Cashman Field.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Always told me the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
Your tell you that?
Thank you.
Shout out. Shout out.
So somebody used to tell Mahoney that if he was in a relationship and it ended, mm-hmm. the best way to get over somebody was to get under somebody. Who used to give Mahoney that sage piece of advice? 702-791-1075 is the phone number.
I mean, if you dwell in the past, that's the only place you're going to live, right? You know, you got to turn that gaze forward or up.
X1075, good morning. What is your name?
AJ.
AJ, correct answer is?
I haven't heard the question yet.
Well, then you should be listening to your radio, AJ.
Yeah. I am.
Okay. Somebody used to tell Mahoney the best way to get over somebody was to get under somebody. Who is that somebody?
Oh, shit.
All right, you're done. You're done.
X1075, go ahead.
Yeah, I know the answer.
What is it?
Okay, his mother used to say, to get over somebody, you go under somebody.
That's right, his mother, yeah.
Mama Mahoney.
What's that?
She never told me that.
She didn't?
She didn't. Oh.
Why do you have to lie to our listeners?
I mean, I heard that from somewhere.
Yeah.
But not Mama Mahoney.
Probably not.
Okay. I think it's cute.
That's just what Mahoney yells out during the act. Oh, Mama! Oh, Mama!
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.